an 11-day seven-nation tour, and you were mentioning that she is in the Congo, which I'm not sure people realize how significant this part of her visit really is, because she's not just going to Kinshasa, which is a relatively safe city in western Congo. She's actually going to ground zero, the city of Goma in the eastern Congo, which is where a lot of the rebel violence has been centered, and in particular, a lot of the sexual violence where rape has been used as a weapon of war has been taking place. I interviewed former Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Jendai Frazier, from the Bush administration last week on Federal News Tonight. And she said that it is incredibly significant that Secretary Clinton is not just going to Kinshasa, but she's also going to eastern Congo, to the city of Goma, where a lot of this violence has taken place. And we should note that it's not exactly it's not exactly a safe security situation there. Of course, all of the diplomatic security and the Secret Service will take great care of the secretary, but it's actually a fairly dangerous venture for her.
And this whole sexual violence has been one of the worst features of the ongoing troubles in the Congo. And some say that even members of the Congolese army itself engage in this type of activity. So is the thinking that by having the Secretary of State there from the United States, that maybe that can move the government a little bit off the dime to start doing something serious about this problem?
It's definitely a message-sending kind of visit, that the United States is paying attention to what's going on there, and the hope is that it will apply some pressure for this issue to be dealt with, not only by the government of Congo, but by the UN peacekeepers who are on the ground there. I've been doing some reading and some research recently where there is even a thought there that perhaps the peacekeepers wouldn't do anything to the rebels taking part in these kind of activities if they were, quote-unquote, only raping women.
Wow, that's a terrible commentary there.
Exactly.
But there are the issues that the secretary wants to address while she's in Africa. Clearly, their gas and oil reserves are of interest to us, and there it looks as though there's some competition from China on that front.
One of the countries that she visited yesterday, Angola, is quickly becoming a big rival with Nigeria. You know, Nigeria is one of the continent's biggest oil producers, but Angola is rivaling it, and in fact provides, I believe, about 7% of the oil the U.S. imports. And yes, the U.S. is in a very fierce competition with China for influence in Angola. And this is a country that certainly, by the secretary visiting, signaling that the U.S. Is interested in a deeper relationship and a deeper presence there.
And Beverly, moving on to this continent, the president is in Mexico today, and there's a lot of issues they've been talking about, and it seems like the only one that there might be progress, measurable discussions on, is the H1N1 flu, which we all know is bad, and we all need to do what we can as nations and as individuals. But what about this whole idea of Buy American? How are they likely to move forward on that issue, which Mexico is not too happy with us about?
Mexico's not too happy with us about that provision. Canada's not too happy with us about that provision. And interestingly, the White House said on Friday that the H1N1 swine flu issue is probably the only issue where we'll see a communique out of this North American leaders' summit, also referred to fondly as the Three Amigos Summit. But yes, the Canadian Prime Minister very concerned about the Buy American provision, because NAFTA was supposed to make the U.S., Mexico, and Canada this free trade zone, and you're supposed to trade with your fellow partner companies in each of these countries without the trade restrictions or the preferencing of your own over companies in other countries, and that's something that both Mexico and Canada are quite upset with, the stimulus package having these Buy American provisions. And the interesting thing, as I understand it, is that while the Obama administration persuaded Congress to exempt Canada and Mexico from some of the really strict requirements in these public works projects, state and local governments don't really have to pay much attention to that, and they can kind of do what they want. And so they may be giving the American companies the preference. And it's something that the White House says that's working to find a compromise, working to find a way to get back on track in the provisions of NAFTA. But it's certainly a very difficult issue, especially since big labor is such a constituency of the president. And you'll recall back in March when that pilot program for the Mexican trucks coming into the U.S. That was started in the Bush administration was ended under the Obama administration. And that's in direct violation of NAFTA. And there's a civil suit that's been filed by Mexican truckers over that. So, but the Teamsters, actually big labor, convinced the Congress that Mexican trucks weren't safe and that they shouldn't be allowed to come across the border. So it's a huge, huge issue. But the truth of the matter is we're not likely to see a resolution to this issue as a result of the summit today.
And so will there be any sort of final statement or any, progress made, kind of a compilation report? Are we going to hear any? Because we have heard precious little about what the president is doing in Guadalajara.
I'm not sure we're going to see a final communique on the issue of the Buy American provision or any of those issues.
Probably HN1, you think?
I think H1N1 is going to be the only thing where we see some kind of definitive statement out of the summit today.
Well, it's interesting to watch all of this behind the scenes jockeying back and forth, because NAFTA is something that the Bush administration, Clinton administration before that, Bush administration before that, Reagan administration before that were all in favor of, and now Suddenly President Obama is, faced with a, recession, and he's, I think, straddling both issues. It's got to be a tough sell for him.
It's got to be a tough sell, and he's trying to walk this tightrope where he's trying to keep the unions happy, but he's got to think about keeping the businesses on both sides of the border happy, because I read recently where the different companies in all three countries are not all that happy with what's going on. So it's a bit of a tightrope to walk, and we'll see what comes out of the summit. I'm not expecting very much. I'll put it that way.
Well, let's hope there's still. We shouldn't say three amigos. We should say tres amigos.
Tres amigos. Okay. I don't unfortunately speak Spanish. So
well, I just looked it up.
Thanks for correcting me on that.